Speaking about on the way up, what about Miami Central? We watched them a couple times this year. Tough loss at the beginning to a program for Lakeland that's, you know, upper level, but they had their chances. And obviously the last couple of weeks they've been playing lights out. Big win the other night, a big victory over American Heritage Plantation, a game that went back and forth. Somebody who's been so influential in the lives of a lot of kids for a long, long time as an assistant coach and now as a head coach is Coach Jube Joseph from Miami Central, and he's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
This is, you know, this is obviously the kids didn't take last year too lightly, not making it to the state finals where you had been four straight years. You won all those state titles, two tough losses to Norland. What was the commitment for this team in the offseason? I mean, because you have a lot of kids who came back, Ezekiel Marcelin, you know, all these kids who tasted that loss. What was it like in the offseason? Because I know you guys always work hard.
I think it was just a rededication, a culture, a recommitment to the championship standard and tradition that was laid down here for years to, prior here at Miami Central. And the kids, you know, they took that as a challenge. From January on down, they've just been working. They have a goal in mind, and every day they use that as an opportunity to take a step forward in this process, in the process of making more progress to the journey of the championship.
Yeah. I mean, and like you said, a couple new faces came aboard, and obviously it takes – Any time that you have new faces, it takes a little chemistry, you know, adjustment, getting these kids right ready to see what they have. But also you come out against Lakeland. I know you were deeply disappointed because you made some uncharacteristic mistakes and penalties that really prevented you from beating Lakeland. And I know you weren't pleased about that. But then you turned around and you corrected it over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, the game the other night was a tremendous game. Two great teams. Talk about the progress that this team's making in every week.
Just again, like it's great to see them coming together. The bond that they have, a lot of things stand out on paper with the type of players that we have with Ezekiel Marcelin, Karan Maycock, you know, Anthony McQueen, and Nayshawn Montgomery. But really, what stands out to me is just their togetherness as a team. The way they lead each other. You know, I always say a player led team is a championship team, And, you know, if you want to go far, you go together, you know, they've been going together for some time now, and they've just holding each other accountable day in and day out throughout the process.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Jube Joseph joins us, head coach at Miami Central. You brought up Anthony McQueen. Here's a kid that, you know, pretty much battled for the position in the offseason. He ended up winning the position. Talk about him, because he seems like he's been a spark for you on offense. I mean, he throws the ball well. He you know, even though he's young, he still has a great grasp for the game, his leadership. Talk about him and how far he's come.
I think he's a pleasant surprise for us. And one thing about it is he's always been very poised, very mature for his age, very family-oriented. Kid is very rooted in his academics. And, I mean, one of the qualities that you look for in a quarterback is his leadership ability. And he's been able to, you know, corral the locker room and get those guys behind him. And he's enjoying the fruits of his labor by listening to his coaches and trusting the process.
Right. And also, you know, something that goes unnoticed year to year and people don't realize, but your offensive line for the last couple of decades has been really, really good. And even though you've lost over the last couple of years some really good ones and kids who really were catalysts up front and open up the offense and the defense for you, but it seems like you've rebuilt it to the point where it's – you know, I know they work extremely hard. I know the coaches really get behind them. But talk about the line of scrimmage, because you know you've been around a long time that's where games are won and lost.
I always say that. You know, the first thing that happens when you buy a car off a lot, the first thing you have to buy take care of is your car insurance. And no car insurance, you can't be able to drive the car. That offensive line is car insurance to the whole offense. You know, it's the gas to the car. And Michael Ross, the legendary offensive line coach that's been down here doing it at a high level. And Charles Jackson and Kenneth Stevens, they all been doing a tremendous job with our offensive line We've had to replace five starters from last year. But you know, these kids are gelling, and every week they're getting better and better. You can see it in their execution and their commitment to being excellent and their tradition. They've been doing a great job, and I just see their best football ahead of them.
Yeah, I mean, and they on both sides of the line of scrimmage, and you have kids that pop up every game. You know, you mentioned Karan Maycock, who I think is one of the top young 2026 kids. I mean, guys who have become leaders for you, and that's essential. I mean, like, I thought a kid that really stood out in a couple of games that I've watched is Otis Guyton. Not the biggest guy, but I'll tell you what, he's around that ball all the time.
Otis Guyton is a star. He's one of those throwback kids. I think I always joke with him. If Otis could get in a time machine, Otis Guyton could play in the 90s. That's just the type of throwback player that he is. You could tell him that you need him to mow a lawn or sell a washing machine, and he'll do it. He'll run through a brick wall for you. And, you know, that's a kid that's playing out of his body, and he's really enjoyed the fruits of being good at football. I always teach him, if you're good at football, football's going to be good to you, and he's been terrific at football so far.
Yeah, no doubt. Week off, then the annual neighborhood contest where everybody pays attention against Northwestern. Coach, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. We'll see you, obviously, in next week, and then hopefully all the way back down to state, and where you guys certainly belong. As they say, the world's a better place when Central's in the state championship game. Can't thank you enough. We'll talk soon.
All right, thank you for having me.
Anytime. Coach Jube Joseph, Miami Central head coach. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday evening. We talk Florida State Seminoles. Chris Nee is next.